Good morning, Cascadia. You're listening to your community radio station, KBOO, Portland, Oregon, 90.7 FM. Today is Monday, January 5th, 2009, and this is Air Cascadia, a whole half hour of headlines and commentary in less than 10 minutes. I'm Chris Andre.
And I'm William Delta.
This is the 10th day of the Israeli massacre in Gaza and the third day of the brutal ground invasion.
Here in the land of the free and the home of the brave, mosques have been vandalized and Muslim Americans advised on how best to protect themselves.
And as the death toll tops 538, people around the world are taking to the streets by the hundreds, even thousands, to protest the atrocities taking place in Gaza.
Portland area weather, showers most of the day and windy with highs around 50. Then tonight, a chance of showers in the evening and then solid rain with lows in the low 40s.
This morning we're going to focus almost exclusively on the situation in Gaza. First, however, we do have one LNG story that Liam's got for you, and then a wrap-up of regional news.
The EPA is worried that a proposed 36-inch pipeline and liquefied natural gas terminal in Coos County that would run through Coos Bay could harm aquatic species. They also want the project's developers to look for another place to dump 410,000 cubic yards of sediment removed every 2 years to keep the channel deep enough for a terminal. The agency's comments were submitted in response to the draft environmental impact statement prepared by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission for the Jordan Cove Energy Project.
And just to give you an idea of how all other media tends to pale in light of the horror going on in Gaza right now, I'm going to give you just a very few headlines from around the Pacific Northwest. U.S. 26 reopens after huge mudslide. Oregon State stuns Southern California in overtime. Hot shooting Portland downs at Seattle. Apparent murder-suicide Madras couple. Portland man accidentally shoots at neighbor. Body found in Clackamas River. State's courthouse is in sorry shape. Portland Loo freezes up during snowstorm. Vineyards look for Snake River Valley label. Research helps scientists study carbon storage. New hope at a failing Oregon school. And Lisa Cano, picked to head the North Portland-based advocacy group Latino Network. It continues, but suffice it to say that's enough local, and now let's take a look at what's going on in the Palestine conflict.
As of this morning, 538 Palestinians have been killed and 2,450 residents of Gaza wounded since Israel started its offensive against the Gaza Strip. 70 Palestinians have been killed since Israel launched its ground offensive. Meanwhile, the Israeli army admitted that one soldier was killed and that more than 40 other soldiers were wounded in the second day of ground offensive against the Gaza Strip.
The Israeli army has invaded the Gaza Strip with a military force estimated at 10,000 troops using American-supplied military equipment, tanks, and bulldozers backed by helicopter gunships. This invasion represents a serious escalation in the ongoing violence that Israel has launched against the 1.5 million Palestinian civilians in the Gaza Strip. It's one of the world's most densely populated areas. When an army's major civilian targets civilians in this manner, the term genocide must be invoked.
A week of protests around the world challenged week-long Israeli offensive. So writes Kebu Syed Benoura, an international Middle East Media Center reporter. From the start of this massive human rights atrocity, the IMEMC has consistently and courageously reported daily facts on the ground. Israel banned international press from Gaza because of the shame and opprobrium it faced in light of the genocide it was undertaking.
And we'll have an interview a little later in the program with Syed. A Palestinian mother and her four children were killed in the most recent Israeli attack on Gaza yesterday. Medical sources reported that the mother and her children of the Bakir family in the Gaza neighborhood of Atufa died after their house was shelled by Israeli tanks. Among those killed was a one-year-old boy and a two-year-old girl. Earlier in the day, a four-member family of the Barak clan in southern Gaza Strip were killed in an Israeli airstrike. Over the past 24 hours, Israeli troops have been carrying out a ground invasion of different parts of the Gaza Strip. It is, as we said before, one of the most densely populated places on earth.
Agence France-Presse reports that demonstrations in Israel's main regional ally, Turkey, led swelling Muslim protests yesterday over the ground offensive in Gaza. In the West Bank, a Palestinian demonstrator was shot dead by Israeli troops. In Istanbul, organizers claimed as many as 700,000 people had turned out for the protest. In Paris, a demonstration backing Israel attracted several thousand supporters. In Lebanon, thousands demonstrated outside the UN headquarters in Beirut. In Greece, thousands of people marched for the second day running to protest the Israeli action.
More on the protests. Since the start of the Gaza massacre on Saturday, that would be the ground offensive, activists and citizens have poured into the streets of cities across the world to voice their anger at the Israeli occupation and to call for action to halt Israel's war crimes. More demonstrations are planned for the coming days due to the ground invasion of Gaza. Saturday marked the European Day of Action, with hundreds of protests taking place throughout Europe. On Friday and again on Sunday here in Portland, people did turn out in the streets by the hundreds. Syed Vanoura, a KABU reporter and also with the International Media, Middle East Media Center, was there. He spoke, he participated, and he joins us now. Good morning, Syed. Thank you so much for being here.
Good morning, and thank you very much for the coverage about what's going on in Palestine.
Talk a little bit, if you would, about the character of the demonstrations thus far and what we can expect in the future.
Well, as you know, those demonstrations are very essential to allow the Palestinian voice to be heard in the streets of the United States and around the globe. As you know, corporate media agencies and some of the Zionist-controlled agencies are only showing the Israeli side of the story and distorting facts about what's happening in Gaza while the civilians are being buried under the ground, are being shelled, their schools, their hospitals, their ambulances, their homes are being shelled on a daily basis. And we are having increasing number of civilians, children and women, who are being killed and wounded on a daily basis, while the press here barely mentions the situation in Gaza and concentrate on some homemade shells that are being fired by the resistance.
If you would talk about this, you bring up an interesting point. The way that it seems to me that the Western media has chosen to frame the conflict is that the Israelis are targeting Hamas and not civilians. Whereas it seems to me that in such a, as we said, mentioned in the newscast earlier, such a densely populated area, saying that they're simply trying to target Hamas seems disingenuous. Talk about that, if you would.
I mean, I don't know, you know, when they say this and they get away with it, it's because the world just does not know the Gaza Strip. And they just blindly believe in the Israeli, let's say, hocus pocus or Israeli magical words. The Gaza Strip is a couple of miles, and it's inhabited by 1.5 million Palestinians. So I don't know when the army or the Israeli leaders say that we target resistance or we target, as they have been saying, empty areas used to fire homemade shells. I don't know what they are talking about. The Gaza Strip is the most densely populated area, and wherever you shell, you will hit someone. And I don't know when they shelled several mosques, was that their target? I'm sure it was. Not because it, the mosque was used to fire homemade shells, but because civilians were hiding in it. They targeted hospitals, they targeted ambulances, they targeted schools, universities, and yesterday I was seeing the news and the images, media here would not even show those images. I've seen people cut into pieces, I've seen people, I've seen children who, I don't know how to describe it, it's that they were torn into pieces, their bodies were not even there. And then they say that we are targeting Hamas. If the children are Hamas, then I don't know what they are talking about.
It sounds to me like what we're really talking about here is genocide. So that was KBOO Sayed Banora. Sayed also is with the International Middle East Media Center, a terrific source for news about ongoing events in occupied Palestine. Thank you so much for being with us, Sayed.
Thank you.
The Washington-based Council on American-Islamic Relations, CARE, urges Muslims nationwide to review security procedures using advice contained in its Muslim Community Safety Kit. CARE National Communications Director Ibrahim Hooper asked leaders of all faiths to reject religious intolerance. He noted that just last week, Pat Robertson called Islam a religion of hate.
So Muslim Americans now need safety kits? I wonder why. Here's why. The Council on American, again, CARE, reports that mosques in Pennsylvania and Florida have been targeted by vandals. In Pennsylvania, red paint was splashed across the steps leading to the Islamic Center of Pittsburgh. CARE's South Florida chapter reported yesterday that shots were fired at a Miami mosque and an Islamic school. And now we have... In Portland, protests took place on Friday and Sunday afternoon. Human rights activists vowed to keep the pressure on the public and publicly elected officials. Here are some sounds from the protest on Friday.
My name is Rania Kanaan. I am from Palestine, but born in Jordan, as most of Palestinians who's been refugee in other country. What's happened in Gaza is shame to all the Arab and all the ruler of the Arab, that nobody says anything and everybody have been silent and giving the criminal, which is the Israeli government, that they have the right to shoot Hamas, which is Hamas, as I know, they're not an army, they are just a group of people who's trying to protect their small land in the whole land that have been taken from them by the Israeli. And Gaza is only, as I know, it's only around 20 square kilometers, and there is 1.5 million people live there. And what is happening there is a shame, and what I feel inside me is a lot of sad and hopeless that our government here are not listening to us, and our government in back home, they're not doing anything. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You may ask, what can I do? Well, you can come out for these actions, and you can call representatives and demand that they speak out.
This has been Headlines and Commentary from Air Cascadia for Monday, January 5th, 2008. Today's editor is Chris Andre. Engineering is Steve Nassar. The KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director is Kathleen Stevenson. I'm Liam Delta.
And I'm Chris Andre. You're listening to member-supported KBOO Portland, your community radio station, 90.7 FM. Your support, and your support only, keeps us subverting the dominant paradigm. Thank you so much, members.
For the rest of this hour, KBOO brings you a series of special live reports from Gaza hosted by Jenka Soderberg. Stay tuned.
Thanks so much for listening and have a good day.
Public Radio.